Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Well, it's getting serious around these parts. If you are listening around the country, bear with us a little bit today as the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia under a bit of a panic today on the potential of snow.
We ain't used to that stuff here.
No, no. You guys listening in the Midwest, man, you guys don't shut down school for anything. We got word that it was going to be cold, and our school shut down 2 days ago.
I was hanging out with my friend Claire last night, and her daughter has a new student in class. They're from Canada.
Okay.
And they are new to the area, and they were like, "You're shutting down school for 4 inches of snow?" So perplexed.
All right, but it's a serious situation around here, and we wanted to cover this professionally for you guys today. So we have sent Mo out on the streets of Atlanta to make sure things are safe. Mo, how is it looking?
I'm out here sacrificing my life for the better of the people, and I am here to report that it is cold.
That's it. Turns out it's cold.
It's cold. Got it.
It's cold. All right.
I call shenanigans.
Shenanigans?
I don't believe Mo is outside.
Too much of an act. No, I think he's outside.
He is in the bathroom.
No, he's not. I think he's out back, outside, underneath where the
awning.
Yeah,
where I don't know. It was mighty echoey.
How dare you?
I've been out there before, and I've never.
Cassie's filming him.
What?
Cassie's out there with him filming him.
All right. I want to see video proof.
We all literally walked in. It's just cold outside.
Yeah.
There's no precipitation.
No, to be fair, where I was coming from Buckhead, the wintry mix had started. So I walked outside, and there was like a snowy, icy substance falling from the sky.
Well, I'm in Sandy Springs, and clearly I pay more in taxes to keep that stuff away.
No, you don't.
There is nothing.
No, you don't.
When I hit then you're getting gypped.
I hit 285 off 75, and I heard some sleet on my windshield for about 60 seconds, okay. And then it stopped.
I mean, to be fair, this is kind of what they said. It was going to start around now. It was going to be kind of fun right now, but then in a couple hours when it turns to ice, that's when it's going to get serious. But right now, we're okay. We're okay. All right, so it's my turn for pain this morning, huh?
It is.
We're bringing back Plead the Fifth based on your guys' suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Plead the Fifth is back. You guys gone on Facebook, and we've asked you guys before, like, what are the things we should keep? What are the things that you guys want us to get rid of? And, like, by a person, Plead the Fifth, because you like pain, is back. Explain what Plead the Fifth is, Kristen.
All right, so Plead the Fifth, we actually stole from Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen on Bravo.
Mo just walked back in. Thank you for your sacrifice, dude. Appreciate it.
It wasn't easy.
Okay.
But I'm here for you.
Go ahead.
And so what he does is he has these Bravo celebrities come on his show, ask them very uncomfortable questions. However, they get one Plead the Fifth. Here we have all pitched in. Everybody, Burt Show members, have submitted questions this week for Burt.
Neat.
For his Plead the Fifth Friday. And you have 5 questions. You're allowed to plead the fifth on one of them.
Okay.
So that means four of those very uncomfortable questions you are going to have to answer.
The scary part of this is that Tommy is hosting it, and Tommy is, what's the word I'm looking for?
Evil.
Mean. Mean. That's it. Evil. That's another one. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
This week on Plead the Fifth, you, sir, are in the hot seat. Either that or you're in Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, I was about to say. Who wants to be a millionaire and answer very uncomfortable questions?
I give Kaylee credit for that joke. All right, so 15 questions. One of which you can only say. 15, right? That's how it works?
That was submitted, mm-hmm. I'm guessing. Now we're doing five.
Okay. All right, first question. What's your yearly salary?
Every time.
That's crazy.
I think we actually took that one off the table, didn't we?
We did, because it came every single week we did this.
Darn it.
So, okay. And it's not even a fair question, because my yearly salary is paid out to employees, so it would sound way worse or better than it really is.
No, we just mean what you end up getting.
I couldn't even answer that question, honestly. Amy takes care of it. I have said this for years, that I really legitimately haven't seen my paycheck. I don't know what I make every 2 weeks.
That one doesn't count.
Okay.
I knew that's what I was going
to say. And that's legit. I really have never seen a paycheck.
All right. The real question number one. When are you retiring?
It's a good question, Tommy. When am I going to retire? I will say this safely. Giving myself a little bit of a cushion. Within a year and a half.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Question number two. I thought for sure you'd plead the fifth on that one. Number two. How do you feel about your ex getting engaged?
That is a really good question. And boy, that is uncomfortable.
I want to know who submitted that one.
Yeah, all right, Tommy.
Abby.
My dumb.
Can you not?
Oh, my God.
Can I be honest? I submitted that question not thinking you were going to pick it. I submitted five questions. Oh, all of them are heinous. And so far, he's used two of them.
Yeah, you might as well call this plead the heinous, because that's the ones I'm going for.
It's my dumb ass over here, I'm like, oh, my God, Stacey got engaged to Joe? That's so exciting.
This is my ex-fiance got engaged. Over Christmas.
The look on everybody's face.
I'm so mad that you chose this question.
Why?
No, this is the whole purpose of the game.
100%.
Like this, you understood the assignment.
You 1,000% understood the assignment.
How should I answer this? I'm going to answer
probably
it honestly.
Plead the fifth.
No, I'm not going to.
Oh,
wow. Because I don't want to sound insensitive, but I also want to be honest. It was surprising for about a minute, and then no feelings about it whatsoever.
I think
quite
that's
honestly.
I think that's a good sign. That's where you want
to
be.
Yeah, quite honestly. I don't need to expand on it, but that was really it, because I am so sequestered from her life now, purposely, that I follow one of her friends. So her friend posted it, and that's the only reason why I even saw it. And I assumed when I saw it, I would get a whole bunch of DMs. I got one. So, which makes me believe that I have sequestered myself in a healthy way. So it was initially surprising, not jarring, but then it was like, things are so freaking good in my life right now that I have come to an age now where things like that don't bother me. Yeah. They don't bother me. And I know we've had this conversation on the show before that some people, when an ex gets married, even though you haven't been with each other for in years, it's like jarring for some reason. I did not have those feelings.
All right. That tension's over, but let's create some new tension with your new girlfriend. What's your least favorite thing about your current girlfriend?
I think I mentioned it yesterday. The damn bout with tardiness, man.
The time blindness.
The time blindness.
Stressful.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
But I also am doing enough research now on ADHD, and I don't want to... Because we had the same problems when it comes to ADHD, and I'm only doing more research on it now, the more present I am that I have it. So I'm giving a lot more grace to her and me. And that's just one of the symptoms that she's fighting with. So I don't even get, it's frustrating, but I'm not angry about it. Does that make any sense?
Because you understand why.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's move on from your personal life.
How many more do I have left?
Mess up 13.
Two, okay.
To the chemistry in the studio.
Okay. Oh, and Abby, Bert is notorious for, like, because he's so competitive. Bert is so notorious for not using a plead the fifth and answering all five.
I'm shocked and amazed.
You're right. I had actually forgotten I can do that.
Yep.
Thanks for bringing that back up. Yeah.
Yeah. It is called plead the fifth.
Yeah, I do like answering all of them. Yeah, I don't like coughing out.
When we played this like before, and it's been a minute, you always were like, I'm going to do this. You were the same way, Mo.
Same exact way. I've never played the fifth. Question number four, Bert. What Bert Show member do you think has the absolute worst style?
And I got to take myself out of it. The worst style. Amber doesn't seem like she cares much.
I'll just say that. As evidence by putting on long johns.
Pants.
She looks, she's got a long commute in every morning, like for an hour. I understand it, but she don't care.
All right. She is a member of the youth group. This final question involves the Bert Show youth group, the younger members of the show.
I'm sorry, Amber, but you don't, man. You don't care. That's cool.
Which Bert Show youth group member do you think doesn't have the talent to make it in radio?
Oh, damn.
You once had a boss tell you that you did not have the talent.
And they were right.
But you proved them wrong.
I had a boss tell me that, too.
Who doesn't have? Yeah. Okay, it's an interesting question, and I'm not going to take plead the fifth on it, but you guys got to hear me out. Doing a podcast is so different than doing a mainstream radio show. The two things are totally and completely different. While I think he is talented, I think he is better suited for a podcast or doing something outside of radio. And gosh, I would say it's Messy Mikey.
Yeah.
Messy Mikey.
Really?
I think he's really talented, but I think as far as doing a mainstream radio show goes, way better on a podcast or way better outside of the parameters of what radio is.
I thought you were going to say Abby to clap back.
Dang it. Dang it.
I was nervous I was going to get style and talentless.
Dang it. All right, I didn't plead fifth to one of those.
Made it through the...
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Kudos, man.
Okay.
The BERT Show.
Let's get straight into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the BERT Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't know if you're the praying or manifesting type, but if you love TikTok, today is the day to get on your hands and knees and pray to whatever God you believe in, or get your vision boards out, because the future of TikTok is hanging in the balance today, because there is a last ditch challenge that could save the app from getting banned on January 19th. Currently, that is the date when they're going to stop allowing new downloads and updates to happen for TikTok on any American's phone. So even though it's getting banned, I was like, what does that even mean? Like, is it just going to disappear from my phone? You're just not going to be able to update it, and you're not going to be able to have new downloads. So I don't know if that means we'll still be able to like use it, but that's what it means essentially, like in terms of the cut and dry of it.
It does. So if you don't already have it on your phone, it will be removed from all the app stores. So if you are not already a user, you won't be able to download it. If you already have it, you'll still be able to use it, but it's forced obsolescence. So you won't be able to get any updates. And as technology advances, the TikTok app will be stuck in the past and eventually will become unusable.
So somebody will, if that does indeed pass, and the Supreme Court says yes, then somebody else will pick they'll just be another name for TikTok by somebody else.
Is there like an 11th hour Hail Mary that they're trying to prevent this from happening?
Yes. So the Supreme Court is going to hear a challenge that could save the app. Right now it is set to get banned on the 19th. TikTok is basically asking them to consider the fact that this is an infringement on free speech. But the government's basically like, that's not what we're trying to say here. We're trying to say that we believe that TikTok and ByteDance, a Chinese company, is holding American data and, doing nefarious things with it. So despite the fact that TikTok has already made progress in putting, a warehouse in Austin where they can keep all of the American data, they still believe that there could be some nefarious things happening. And unless they sell it to an American company, they want nothing to do with TikTok in the States.
Yeah, Cassie and I have talked about this before because, you know, you can't put, I guess essentially you can. TikTok was on trial in the court here, in the judicial hearings, right? And when Cassie and I watched them, it seemed really, really silly to us. And there wasn't any true evidence that was presented, at least in those court, in those hearings, that would make me go, oh, yeah, that's clear, obvious right there. So this does feel like a total breach of freedom, at least where I stand thus far.
Yeah, so it's interesting. They did spend 1.5, because the issue was the data, like you said. And they're worried not only that the Chinese government will use that data to blackmail potentially Americans, but also show you things that will sway your thinking by feeding you specific content through the algorithm, right? Which we saw a lot of misinformation on Meta as well during campaigns. So it's not just a TikTok issue, but it is controlled by a foreign adversary. Now, there is the actual reason. There's more information that we don't know that is classified and has not been released to the public. So we do know that. But they did invest $1.5 billion in building this Oracle data center in Texas to house Americans' data on American soil. But it's not enough. So at this point, I do have to wonder, TikTok is preparing to shut down on the 19th. I think they have given up that they will not be selling to an American owner. They're not divesting their country. I know that former President Trump has asked the Supreme Court to hold off on a ruling or, you know, consider it a little differently. At this point, I am actually starting to believe that perhaps there is, I think half of Congress is idiots. Let me put it that way, regardless of party. I think they are antiquated and they are not up to date on technology and they need to retire. However, I do think there are several smart people in Congress and I am starting to wonder if they perhaps know something that is classified and they cannot release it to the public. And there is real reason to shut down TikTok in the U.S.
I think we kind of have to assume that, because if not, that would really make you feel pretty insecure.
You want us to give the government the benefit of the doubt?
That's what Cassie is saying. You kind of got to do.
I mean, I don't know, but I just, sometimes when I use TikTok, there are little red flags to me that stick out. And I'm just like, I don't understand how you are able to pull this off. I won't go into detail because I think it sounds conspiracy theory-ish, but it has led me to believe that perhaps there is something going on that we don't know about. But I will be mourning the loss of TikTok. It is my favorite app. It is information sharing. The wildfires in LA, the war in Ukraine is on the ground reporting for a lot of people and a way to share. Like, did you guys know that Virginia's been without, I think it's Richmond, been without clean water for several days?
I did not.
No running water. I know this because of TikTok and people reporting on it because it's not being reported in the media. So I do think it is tragic.
And I'm going to be bummed out, too. Like, where now am I going to go to find fainting goats videos?
I just saw those yesterday on Instagram.
Okay, so they're still alive.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Parents getting hit in, or dads getting hit in the nads by their kids with wiffle ball bats and stuff like that. Where am I going to go?
You can get that on Twitter. You'll be up on X.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not there anymore.
Yeah, I mean, but in all fairness, this is really going to affect small businesses and the music industry. You know, this is where a lot of people discover new music. So unless they make any progress towards a sale, this thing is going away on the 19th, so let's hope that maybe some either new evidence comes out that makes us feel better about it getting banned, or maybe they end up saving it. All right, Twitch's mom is breaking her silence after her late son's wife aired out some personal details about his life in a new interview. I'm going to tell you how she feels about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
I wanted to talk about L.A. Again for a couple of minutes. Man,
it's so heartbreaking.
Oh, my God. The videos. You guys, so I grew up in San Diego, and in California, there is Pacific Coast Highway, which goes all the way from San Diego to San Francisco. It's one of the most beautiful drives in the country. And on Pacific Coast Highway, it takes you so close to the coast in Malibu, right? Which is right next to Pacific Palisades. And for a guy that loves looking at the beach, it was always frustrating for me driving through Malibu on Pacific Coast Highway because there were all of these homes that were blocking the ocean and blocking the beach view. You couldn't see them because all the Richies had those houses, right? So yesterday, as I am watching video after video after video, you can see the ocean now. Mm. You can see the beach now from Pacific Coast Highway because every one of those beachfront homes, Paris Hilton, all the other Richie Richies too, that have all their memories in there, all of their photos in there.
Keepsakes.
All of them completely and totally gone. And for a guy that grew up in California who is used to brush fires, I have never in my life seen a home on the beach burned to the ground. And now it's the entire community.
Wow. I mean, literally just cinders and ash and nothing else. This was something small, but was so impactful to see. And, you know, God bless the firefighters that are out there working so hard to try to save what they can. And also those, like, watching some of the airplanes come through and do the water dumps and trying again to save what they can. There was something that I saw, firefighters were removing photo albums from a home, trying to save what they can, and taking out a grandfather clock that they knew looked like it was an heirloom of some sort, just trying to salvage something for these people for when they go back and they see everything's gone, but at least there's their wedding album.
Cats, too. I saw a couple firefighters save a couple pets, and it was like that was all that they were able to salvage, and you can see people just coming to terms with losing absolutely everything but one pet. And I also saw a lot of youth that they were saying in the communities that were going into the homes trying to get, like, last of what people couldn't get inside their homes to.
Is that right?
To help out.
The water dump must have happened later on in the day when the conditions changed, because this really is such a this is the perfect storm, quote unquote, in that you have five different fires going on at the same time. And there are a whole bunch of reasons why it's out of control. One of them is because the Santa Ana winds, which are really high powered winds, were up to 100 miles an hour. And at least initially, they couldn't fly those helicopters and planes over the fires, which they normally would do because the conditions were so bad.
The good news is,
must have changed.
No, yeah, they are now, because I saw there was a news report and they were filming an area and they were talking about it. And as they were talking about it, a plane flew over and did a water dump. And it took out the whole thing. It was like the most perfect water dump. So in case you're, like, unfamiliar. So, yeah, like Bert said, there's actually five different fires. The largest is the Palisades Fire and the Eaton Fire. And then there are three other fires called Kenneth, Hurst, and Lydia. 10 people have now died due to the various wildfires. And obviously, like, so many people have been evacuated and lost their homes. Now, this is a debate of whether or not to bring this up, but I still think it's important. Because I know now, maybe now's the time to talk about it or not, but climate change has been a big topic of conversation. And then there are some people that are saying, no, there's people who are starting fires. And there was a man who was arrested for starting one of the fires. The Kenneth Fire apparently was started by a man who was walking around with a blowtorch and lighting up, like, old Christmas trees and bins and things like that. People saw him. They jumped on him, held him until the police came and arrested him. But I think that is somebody who is messed up and just trying to cause damage, whereas the Palisades, I'm one of those people that believes this. We're looking at climate change and we're looking at our earth crumble right before our eyes.
Yeah. And I mean, for those two who are like, oh, it's an arsonist. Well, we wouldn't have had such widespread fires if the trees and vegetation weren't so dry because of climate change.
Yeah.
And then you've also got added to that, the LA Fire Department just had their budget cut by $17 million. And not a month ago, the chief of the fire department wrote a memo to the government being like, this is going to hamper emergency response efforts. We are not able to train our people properly. We will not be able to respond in a disaster properly. And a month later, this is what happens. So, I mean, we got to listen to our leaders, too, when they're telling us we need more funds in order to keep people safe.
You know, as I'm saying, it's kind of the perfect storm also in that the water pressure, there have been problems with the water pressure also just by design more than anything else, which they were warned about also. And you also have to keep this in mind that a lot of those homes, as big as they are, and maybe there's a lot of attitude like, well, they're just rich homes. They could just go ahead and rebuild them. they all had insurance, right? Well, a lot, 74% of the homes in that area had their insurance cut over the last couple of months because the insurance companies now have taken a look at different weather conditions and global change and said, look, this is not good for business right here. I mean, chances are really good that these houses are going to burn to the ground, so we're going to pull our insurance now. So 74% of those homes aren't even insured.
Jeez. It's like when you live in a floodplain, they're not going to give you flood insurance. Mm. And apparently these insurance companies looked at, like, no, wildfires are very likely, so we're not going to give you fire insurance.
I just want to share this really quickly because it hit home with me, and based on what Kristen was saying about climate change and just some food for thought. It's a quote, and I don't know who to attribute it to, but it's going around and it says, climate change will manifest as a series of disasters viewed through phones with footage that gets closer and closer to where you live until you're the one filming it.
Man. You know, this isn't a rich person issue here. I have seen this quite a bit, that people don't have nearly as much empathy because those houses on the beach that I were talking about are going to be rebuilt by the rich people. So I really see like this callousness, because you have to remember it's more than just a money issue here. And like you're saying, we're talking about dogs. You're talking about the staffs also of some of these big ass homes too that now don't have jobs.
There are schools that have burned down. There are restaurants and family owned businesses that have burned down. Like, this is so widespread. And if that's what you want to focus on is like, oh, you know, Paris Hilton, she's got plenty of money, she can rebuild. Yeah, there's some celebrities. But also, like you were talking, there was a nursing home that had to get evacuated. So now we have all these elderly people that have nowhere. It's, I think people like to focus on one little thing so they don't have to address the big issue, because it's easier to dismiss what's going on by justifying, oh, well, they're rich, they'll rebuild.
If you want to see an amazing example of perspective, I don't even follow him. It just came up in my algorithm yesterday. You guys know who Rainn Wilson is?
Yes. Yeah. From The Office, Dwight.
Yeah, that's right. Dwight from The Office, right? What a beautiful perspective. A video that he shot yesterday as he is going through his charred home. There is nothing left. But with his heart and soul, he is talking about the memories that he has lost, but also the perspective that he has now. And he asked for a bunch of his followers to give him perspective on what this means to them, or what it should mean to him to get this kind of perspective. And it was, I can't quote the things he was saying, but I was so touched. I mean, here is a guy that has completely and totally lost everything. Yes, he makes a whole bunch of money, but was looking at it like Cassie was saying the other day, like a phoenix, like my house is burned to the ground. It's gone, but it's also an opportunity for a new life. And to do that in the heat, literally the heat that is still coming off the ground was... Check him out on Instagram. It's really worth a watch.
Be remiss if I didn't mention this, and this is something small and superficial in regards to the LA fires, but to all the influencers that are standing on rooftops or standing on the side of the highway and doing videos and dances with the blazes behind you, go to therapy.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I follow influencers in the wild, Influencers in the wild, it has been nonstop. There was like a woman on a rooftop. Somebody's filming her and she's doing this dance with the smoke and fire behind her. There was a dude on the side of the road and somebody was filming him doing all this stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that is so gross. You are so tone deaf. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, after you watch those videos, watch a couple of the videos of planes that were still coming into California yesterday that give you an aerial shot of what's going on, and you could see the devastation. Those are the real videos right there. All right, enough on that. So let's get back to the superficial stuff. We're going to call it Follow-Up Friday because we forgot to do this yesterday.
No, we didn't. We just like to talk, and a lot of things get pushed on the schedule sometimes.
It actually should be happening now because we're late.
It's what we do.
All right, Mo, the recap on Follow-Up Friday here.
So Claudia's childhood friend, who is a frenemy, randomly reached out attempting to expose her boyfriend for being in her DMs. She claimed that Claudia's boyfriend was flirting and she just wanted to give her a heads up. But a frenemy refused to give her the proof of these messages. So Claudia was confused because a boyfriend never gave her a reason to doubt his loyalty. So she decided to talk to a boyfriend directly. And he immediately handed over her phone so she could see the messages herself. Yes, these were messages between Claudia's boyfriend and her frenemy, but the messages were full of random fire emojis. There was nothing more indicating that her boyfriend was trying to flirt with her frenemy.
Oh, I forgot about the fire emoji, dude.
Yep, we all concluded that her boyfriend wasn't the shady one. It was her so-called friend. So how did she handle the situation? Did she find out this woman lied about her boyfriend's behavior?
Hi, Bert Show. Thanks for all you did to help me unpack this whole situation with my boyfriend. He has dialed it back with his story replies on Instagram, but unfortunately remains extremely loyal to the fire emoji. But I'm happy that he doesn't send them in reply to every single story he sees anymore. Beyond that, I have a new update, and it's something I did not see coming. I decided to pretend that nothing ever happened with Karen. I didn't want to give her the satisfaction and was planning on slowly but politely phasing her out of my life. There was no reason to remain friends with her, especially after catching her being shady over DMs. She did follow up with me and asked how my conversation with my boyfriend had gone. All I'd said was that we had a very productive talk and I felt like I could fully trust him. She seemed surprised, but didn't try to push the issue. My phasing out plan continued over the next couple of months as I focused more on my happy relationship than my frenemy. Then the email started. I started to get super cryptic messages from an alt account claiming that my boyfriend was texting other girls. It had screenshots of conversations between my alleged boyfriend and a woman's censored account. The contents were raunchy. I immediately showed my boyfriend the email and he was so confused. He told me the exchanges were fake and handed me his phone to look through again. I was suspicious, but once I took a look through, I felt reassured. I mean, my boyfriend literally didn't even know there was a recently deleted album on his phone. He's not savvy enough to cheat on me and hide the evidence. It was then that I knew this was Karen trying to break us up. I ignored the email, but then more kept coming. Over the next few weeks, the emails got more desperate and contained even weirder details. It was starting to really creep me out, and the last email I received included a phone number. It said, "Text me if you want the truth." I called it. No one answered, and the voicemail was generic. I Googled the number, and it just brought up spam. I blocked it, and I tried to let it go. Then, in the middle of the night, I was struck with an idea like lightning. I added the number to my phone as a contact and then opened Snapchat. There it was under quick add or you may know Karen Work from contacts. This absolute dum-dum had sent me her work phone to try to gaslight me into thinking my boyfriend had cheated. Well, we laughed and laughed, but then we felt a little conflicted. Like, what do I do with this information? What I didn't tell you is that even though Karen is clearly obsessed with my relationship, she's in one too. Does her partner deserve to know what a freak she is?
Oh.
Thanks, Claudia.
Plot twist.
Do you tell?
The boyfriend of Karen?
Yeah.
Hell no. He knows exactly who he's dating. Mm-hmm. He's just choosing to ignore the crazy because of whatever else he's getting from her.
This poor woman needs a hobby.
A few of them.
Yeah, and a therapist.
The Bert Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Bert. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Again, I find myself a little bit too stupid to get Kristen all excited this morning. Kristen loves the idea that the BERT Show is heard in other countries outside of the United States. She's fascinated by the world.
I am fascinated. I just think it's so neat that there's somebody in Australia listening to us right now. G'day, mate.
So as I was explaining yesterday.
You're not listening anymore.
Hey, I support Bluey. You must support the Merck Show.
I was explaining yesterday that each and every day I will get podcast numbers from Rebecca and Cassie that tell us how we're doing here and abroad as well, right? What Apple used to do is just name, literally with the letters, tell us what countries we were in and how we were doing. But they have changed that. So now they tell us what flags we are doing well in, rather than the actual country. And there are some countries I just don't know if we're doing well in.
You know, this reminds me of, do you also not like the clocks with hands? Because they're hard to read.
No, I got those. Okay. Yeah, that's easy. No, I was born in a generation before LED.
Okay,
man.
Okay.
Yesterday, Cassie educated me on the Romania flag. We continue to do well in Romania.
So neat.
All right, we are number 20 in the comedy category in Romania, Kristen.
I love it. Thank God I was worried.
The second one on the list. Cassie told us yesterday, the red and white vertical stripes, that is Indonesia. We are killing it in Indonesia right now. Up 14, we're number 49 now, okay? I recognize the third one, too. It's got a bunch of stripes and stars and stuff. That's our country. we're number 64 of all of the podcasts in the United States of America in the comedy category. 64, that's damn good.
Yes, it is.
Yay, we're 64.
Considering there's like a billion podcasts out there now.
Right. South Africa, I know that flag well. We're doing well in. In the sixth one that Cassie schooled us on yesterday, Saudi Arabia, we were up 88 spots. 88 spots Ooh. Yesterday, right? Fine. I did do a little research because I was intrigued. We have a bunch of military installations mm-hmm. in Saudi Arabia. There are like 34,000 Americans working on bases. So that makes sense.
Thank you for your service.
There is one in fourth place, though, I don't know. I can't get you excited because I don't know it. It's an orange vertical stripe with some kind of emblem in the middle, a horizontal stripe, I should say, some kind of emblem in the middle with a white horizontal stripe with green on the bottom. And we are now 114th in that country. I just don't know what country that is.
I would say Ireland, but they don't have an emblem in the middle.
Yeah, it's a blue wheel. And I'll tell you what the wheel is called. It's the Ashoka Chakra. Is the name of the wheel in the middle. It means life in motion is great and death is stagnation. There's death in stagnation.
Oh, it sounds like some Eastern country like Nepal or something.
If I tell you that, like the Ashoka Chakra.
Yeah.
Life, there's motion in life and stagnation is death.
India?
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Oh, my. I know places.
Now you excited?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so cool.
Thank you, India. I'm sure we got a lot of military installations there also, right? Is that where those numbers come from, probably?
I have no idea. Okay. Maybe. Maybe people in India just really like listening to us.
Or it's the military installation. All right, so let me run this by you guys. We've had this a similar debate before, which I was the only one in studio, I think, that took one side. So I think it might be a similar debate. Before the debate was, if you have saved money for a college fund and your kid decides not to go to college, do you give that money to your kid? You guys, I think, said
yes.
Yay.
Yes.
All of you?
As long as if they're using it to better their life. So if they want to do, like, you know, backpacking across Europe and something like that, or if as long as it's something that I think is going to be beneficial and help with their future, that doesn't have to be college. College isn't for everybody. So we save that money for that purpose. But if you find another purpose that is going to bring you happiness, and at the end of the day, what do we want most for our kids? To be happy. Then yes, I save that money for you. It is earmarked for you. It is going to you.
I guess the difference for me is I can see how if you specifically are saying this is a college fund, nothing else.
It's a 429, I think it's called.
Right. So then if you don't want to go to college, I get the point of a parent saying, well, this is strictly for college and nothing else. But for me, the way I would do it is it would just be similar to what Kristen said, a fund to help improve your life in any way that you need that, because college isn't for everyone. So if you did want to, if you believed in a business you wanted to start or in something to that extent, I would not give you the money because you weren't going to college.
Yeah, because you have to think about why you're starting a college fund, and the reason you would want to send your kid to college is so that they can, you know, have career opportunities and they can network and all of that. So I feel like if that money goes towards similar things, whether it be like paying for trade school or again, starting a business, to me, that makes sense to use that money for those kinds of purposes.
And I'm the only one in the studio that said no. No, that's not the kids' money. That is my money. Now, I will bend here a little bit and say, depending on what he or she wants to do, I will take that money that I control from that fund to do what they want, but they don't get the whole lump sum.
Okay, but what if, so say you have this for Hollis. Hollis decides he doesn't want to do Ole Miss. Instead, he wants to buy a house.
Yeah.
You wouldn't give your son that money to buy a house?
I would give him some of the money to buy the house. He doesn't get the whole lump sum.
Really?
No. No. No.
You suck.
Maybe.
How would you determine how much you're going
to
give him?
I don't know. He's not close to getting accepted to Ole Miss or buying a house.
I'm going to tell you something that may change your thoughts and feelings. Okay. Your children are who choose your nursing home.
So I will be choosing my nursing home with the money that I saved for them, actually.
Uh-huh. And when they declare you incompetent, they will be choosing the nursing home.
I'll take my chances on that. All right, so a similar question, okay? And I think the answer is going to be the exact same. So, yes, I do have a college fund for Hollis, and I'm only saying he's not getting into Ole Miss because he hasn't applied yet. So if you have a college fund set up for your kids and they do go to college, but they do not use all of the cash that is set up in the college fund, then upon graduation, does he get the rest of the money or does it go back to mama and daddy?
So what I would do, and the way I'm looking at it, is that is not my money. That is Jimmy's money. Now, if you were looking at it as this is my money that I am saving, and then depending on what my child does, I will divvy up that money, then you would have that mindset. But for me, I would give him that money after graduation, be like, this is what's left in your, or I would hold on to it. It's still his money. I'm not spending it on anything on me. But if he comes to me and he's like, this is an investment I want to make, or this is an apartment that I want to live in, or, you know, this is a car I want to buy, something like that, then I would be like, yeah. That is his money, and he's going to get it.
No, well, you're arguing out of both sides of your mouth. Because if it's his money, he shouldn't have to come to you and say, this is how I'm going to spend the money.
So the money, because my money has strings.
Right. That's not his money. It wouldn't be Hollis's money. He didn't do a damn thing for it. It is my money. So if he graduated and there is money left over, again, I think I'd use the same theory, is that you'll have to come to me. I will pull out of what was left over from your fund based on what you want to do with it. But that is my money and not his money.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do with it. I'm creating a safety net. So if there's some left over, you don't get it right away, I will invest it for you. Mm. And then I will set up a trust so that when you turn 40 or 45 or 50, it'll cash out. So that when I am gone, I know that you are going to have a fund, like a nest egg, that you can fall back on. And it will be like a gift from me for the afterlife.
Yeah, I'm in that same boat where I think the meat in the middle is it's not Jimmy's money or it's not my kid's money. Money, but it's the money I budgeted to use on my kid. So if I budgeted XYZ amount of money and there's like $10,000 left over, sure, like maybe I can choose to just give them a lump sum, or I can just say in my budget, I'm going to continue to hold on to that $10,000. And if they want to get married or whatever, and I want to use that money on them, that's money that I will have. I've already smartly saved. I smartly spent and didn't overspend. And now I can just use that for whatever they need in the next, 30 years.
Is that a 529 or a 429 for a college?
Four.
429?
No, 529.
Yeah. But I'd put it in a Roth IRA.
I think for me, I guess because I will always remember how difficult it was to really start my life and having to do it on my own financially, that if I am in a position to where I can put some money to the side for my kids, for their future, then that means I'm doing all right. I don't necessarily mm-hmm. need that money, mm-hmm. but I know they will. Uh-huh. So if you complete school, still got some left over, I would see that as that's your tip now. Like, way to go. You got it done. Whatever money is left, that's for you to now start to build your life. But because I already separated that money from mine, I would see it as their money.
So you would give them mm-hmm. the money that was left over. Mm-hmm. No strings attached. It's your cash.
100%.
Hell no.
It depends. I think there's a huge, huge glaring sign that says it depends on how fiscally responsible your child is.
Yeah,
for instance, Bart, fiscally responsible. His parents should do that, like should have done that for him, right? My parents, I was not fiscally responsible. They would have been idiots to do that because I would have blown all that money on tube tops at Express.
That's a good point.
That would have been a bad, bad call on their part, man.
The Bert Show.